2 years ago, this league put a team in the college football playoff championship game and came up short. Last year, this league got shut out of the college football playoff. They'll try to get there again this year. This is the Pac-12 preview at BunnSports.com. I'm Jacob Bunn, and I'll be joined by the college football professor momentarily. Stanford was the champion of the Pac-12 last year, beating USC 41-31 in the Pac-12 title game. Who will it be this year? The college football professor is with me, as he always is here at BunnSports.com, to break it down. As we continue going through the summer, you can do it with us as we preview college football. We're going through each Power 5 conference, and we're starting with the Pac-12. Professor, welcome to the program, and an interesting league, this Pac-12. Two entirely different divisions, but a strong league, and definitely a Power 5 league that'll be trying to get a team in that college football playoff.
Yes, and if you think about it, Jacob, one of the interesting things I was just thinking about was their premier rushers in this league, running backs. One of them happens to be Royce Freeman.
From Oregon, yes.
From Oregon, yes. And the other one, of course, is a great running back from Stanford.
And Christian McCaffrey.
Yeah, but here was an interesting thing I was thinking about. In the class of 2015, there were three running backs selected in the recruiting time. One of them was Royce Freeman, of course, and the other one was Leonard Fournette and then Christian McCaffrey. Those three. Did you know that Royce Freeman has outperformed the other two, but yet the other two have gotten all the hype and recognition?
And I think you have to say that Christian McCaffrey will be one of the front runners for the Heisman Trophy going into this season. But you're right about Royce Freeman. Definitely an underappreciated player. And as we proceed forward in the season, if you think Oregon's going to have a big year, you have to think Royce Freeman's going to be part of that. All right, I'm going to ask you a question about this league as a whole before we get started on the teams. Where is this conference? We saw, as I mentioned at the top of the program, they got shut out last year. They had Stanford as a two-loss champion. They did not make it to the college football playoff. We all know what happened at the end of the season there. It was kind of chaotic in this league. But where is this league? There was a time when people thought it was the second-best league and very close to the SEC, but not so much anymore.
It's interesting that in the last 25 years, they have had one national champion,
wow.
from this conference. Whereas, let's just say, Alabama as a team has had five. The SEC's had 44% of those who have won in the last 25 years. Nonetheless, there's some quality teams. You've already alluded to Stanford and Washington, UCLA and Southern Cal and Oregon. Those are quality football teams.
There are a lot of good teams in this league. As you mentioned, Oregon, in their run, they've been to the national championship game twice. As I mentioned, 2 years ago in the college football playoff, and of course they played Auburn in 2010, that championship game. But they have never won a championship in this entire run of Chip Kelly, of the coaches before him, and now they still haven't won a championship.
Yes, and I'm concerned at the fact that Oregon may slip back just a little bit this year. Not that they won't have a very good football team, be one of the top 10, 15 teams in the country. But I don't see them, unless something really, really positive happens for them, being in the running for the Pac-12 championship or the national championship.
Perfect place to start with our predictions is right there with the Oregon Ducks. We'll start in the Pac-12 North. We have them going 10-2 overall, 7-2 in Pac-12 play. They lose, in our opinion, to USC and Stanford in conference play. And so they end up their season 10-2, a double-digit win season for the Ducks, but not what they want for sure, and that's a good place to start. We'll continue in the Pac-12 North. I want to get your thoughts on the Washington Huskies. Of course, this is Chris Peterson's third year as the head coach there. Some people think they're going to be a surprise team. What about you?
Well, I think so. I think they're if you look at their team, they're good all the way up and down. I mean, from beginning to the end. And but I think the key will be their quarterback. They've got an outstanding quarterback, and the key to them winning will depend on that. And another thing, when you stop and look at Washington, they're going to have a very good offensive line. They're going to have a good defensive line. I didn't say the best in the conference, but they're going to be good at both of those positions. They're going to be good with linebackers, and their running backs are going to be good. And they have an outstanding coach. So I think they will have a very good year. I just don't see them challenging for the championship.
We have them going 10-2, 6-2 in conference play. Let's move on to the Stanford Cardinal. We talked about them already. Christian McCaffrey, of course, the bell cow of that team at running back. 12-2 a year ago, they were the champions of the league, but they missed out on the college football playoff. Can David Shaw get them back this year?
Well, I think they very well can, and I think one of the things, if you look at the new players who are coming into the Pac-12, one of those is a tight end by the name of Caden Smith, who's coming to Stanford. You can look for him to really be good. Now they have a new quarterback that's coming in as a freshman. Now, whether he'll challenge for playing time or not, I believe his name is K.J. Costarella. I think everything rises and falls with one running back that they have who's really, really good, Christian McCaffrey.
Absolutely. I would agree with that 100%. And by the way, we project that Stanford will go 11-2 in overall play and 8-1 in Pac-12 play, and they will make it to that championship game. And a little later we'll tell you whether we think they will win that championship game or not. We'll quickly go through these other three teams here in the Pac-12 North, and I'll start with Washington State. This is a team under Mike Leach that continues to improve. They were 9-4 a year ago, and they return a lot of starters. Could this be a year where they could make some noise and perhaps upset a team or two?
Yes, I think so, and I want to tell you that Washington State has an outstanding quarterback. It's really good. And when I think about Washington State, you don't think about them having a pretty good defense, but they've got some very good defensive players. With the style of play they run, you just think about their wide open, throw it all over the field type offense. But when I think about them, I also think that they have a good defense. They've got several different players on defense that are outstanding.
You're talking about Luke Falk, by the way, the quarterback for Washington State. How about California, 8-5 a year ago? They try to get back in the swing of things this year under head coach Sonny Dykes. He's going into his fourth season. We have the Bears going 3-9, 1-8 overall. By the way, we have Washington State finishing 7-5. And that would be 3-5 in league play, so a kind of a step back for them. And then a very disappointing year, we project, for Cal. And I'll lump Cal right there with Oregon State. Oregon State was 2-10 a year ago, and we think they're going to go 1-11 this year. And the only game they're going to win is an FCS game against Idaho State. So talk a little bit about Cal and Oregon State, two teams that really may disappoint this year.
Yeah, here's the situation with Cal and with Oregon State. If you really stopped and looked at the different units on the team, like offensive line, defensive line, linebacker, defensive back, running back, quarterback, receiver, when you look at that, in my estimation, they don't have one single unit on their team that's in the top six in the conference. So usually a team that, may have a deficit in one area. They may be strong at least in one or two areas, but they – don't have a strength in any of the six different areas that you look at the different units on the football team.
Not going to win you many games if you don't have strong units anywhere to be found. Mike McIntyre is going into his fourth season as we transition to the Pac-12 South at Colorado, and they were 4-9 a year ago, 4-9, and we project that they will be 3-9 this year and only win one game. That would be 1-7 in Pac-12 play. Not a promising year for the Colorado Buffaloes.
No, at a time last year, maybe toward the middle part of the season, it looked like they were beginning to be competitive. But then all of a sudden, they weren't competitive anymore. And they are almost in the same position as is Cal and Oregon State. Colorado just really has a lacking. Jacob, would you not think that the big game for them this year would be Colorado State, when they play them out of conference?
Could very well be. That's the first game, by the way, and it's in – Colorado gets to host that game, so that would be big for them. A couple of 6-6 teams a year ago, one won a bowl game, one lost a bowl game. That would be Arizona and Arizona State, and we have them doing the exact same thing again, 6-6, 3-5 in conference play. Another ho-hum year as Rich Rodriguez and Todd Graham try to get their programs off the ground. but kind of a so-so year for these two Arizona teams.
Yeah, think about this. That Arizona is in the preseason. Now, of course, this is preseason by some of the prognosticators. Have them rated the number 50 team in the nation. Now, this is a Pac-12 team that's been in contention the last couple of years. And then Arizona State is rated number 45. But when you really look at it, Todd Graham's team at Arizona State usually has pretty good defense. Well, they've got real good linebacker group. They've got good defensive line. And so they've got a chance of really doing something, but they're going to have to find a lot of offense, and I don't know where they're going to find it.
Great point. A team I think could really cause some problems for some teams this year, and that is Utah. And we project that they will be 8-4, 4-4 in league play this year. But this Utah team, as they are 10-3 a year ago, they returned 6 starters on offense, 7 on defense. I guess you would say it's a little bit of a step back because last year was very good for Utah. But still, I think Utah, you don't want to fool around with them.
No, they probably have the best defensive line in the Pac-12, and they may have the second best offensive line in the Pac-12. So when you put those two together, that's pretty good. And they have shown a lot of improvement, and they've got an outstanding football coach. I mean, they're well coached, and so you better bring your lunch when you play them, no matter what.
A team that we think will have the same overall record. And they could be challenging for the college football playoff if it weren't for their non-conference schedule, and that's USC. We have them going 8-4, the same as Utah, but they're going 6-2 in the league, but they have these out-of-conference games to Notre Dame and Alabama. That's going to hurt you if you're USC, and that's probably why they'll end up around the 8-4 mark at the end of the year.
Well, of course, here's the deal with Southern Cal this year. USC, Jacob, they will probably have a very good offensive line, maybe one of the top 5 offensive lines in the country. But the problem is, I can't see how they'll have a very good defensive line. Their defensive line is going to really a struggle. Now, when I look at the Pac-12, I'm going to call it my lookout team. They've got a player that you better look out for this year, and that's a guy by the name of Ronald Jones, a running back, who is a freshman. I think he ran for a good many yards. And so you can look out for him. And then on the star side, Juju Smith
Absolutely.
Is really outstanding.
Yep.
And then they have a good, a very, very good defensive back by the name of Jake Jones. And so when you really look at them, they've got some star power, like I said, in Juju Jones. But their quarterback may be very average.
Another team that opens up with an SEC team, and they don't have an average quarterback, and that is UCLA. They're our only team remaining to preview here with Josh Rosen. They open up at Texas A&M. If they get past Texas A&M, they could be off and running. They have UNLV, BYU, Stanford, going to be a tough one there, Arizona, Arizona State, Washington State, Utah, an off week. Then they have Colorado, Oregon State, USC. They don't play till November 19th, and then they finish up with Cal. This is a UCLA team, again, they have that Texas A&M game in College Station. If they could get past that, they could have a good year. We project that they will be 11-1 on their regular season and be 7-1 in league play, 10-2 in the regular season, 7-1 in league play, losing only to USC, and we have them going to the Pac-12 championship game. Talk about UCLA.
Well, of course, I think that you have to begin with Josh Rosen, mm-hmm. The quarterback. And remember, as a freshman, he lived up to all the hype. He came in with a lot of hype, and he lived up to it. What you wonder is, will he be – he may be more effective and more productive this year with less numbers because their new offensive coordinator, Kenny Polamalu, he's going to bring in a more balanced offense. But the key is that UCLA is going to have a good defense. They've got some really good defensive players. When you think about, I guess you just start off with Eddie Vanderdoes, who last year was injured, missed most of the year, but he's really an outstanding player. And, he'll give leadership to that defensive line. So I'm looking for them to really have a good year this year.
So we have UCLA playing Stanford. Stanford, the champion of the Pac-12 North, and UCLA, the champion of the Pac-12 South, in San Francisco, in Levi's Stadium, for that Pac-12 championship game. And we have the Stanford Cardinal for the second straight year. And this would be 3 out of 4 last championships that Stanford would have won had they if they win this year. That's pretty impressive for this program, and we have them winning, going 11-2, and we'll see later on down the road if they get in our college football playoff or not. But it'd be an impressive win if they were able to win it three out of the last 4 years.
I think, Jacob, you'd have to say that they got two ingredients that can just make the difference. They can make up the difference of deficiencies, and that is, first of all, Christian McCaffrey is the running back. I mean, this guy is just really – he can do so much on a football team, and then they have a great coach. And so those two, that combination of those two could be a huge difference for Stanford this year. So the Cardinal should do quite well.
Should be a great year in the Pac-12, and we look forward to watching it. We'll document it, of course, here at BunSports.com. You know, there's a league out there, Professor, that has 10 teams right now. They got a 12 in their name, and they have 10 teams, and they're looking to get more teams. We'll talk about them next week. It'll be the Big 12 preview here at BunSports.com. Of course, they have 10 teams now, but they're looking to expand. If you haven't seen the headlines, next week we will talk on the podcast about the Big 12 and who we think they'll have coming out of their league this year. Again, thanks for listening here at BunSports.com. For all of your college football needs, we'll be right up there with you all the way through the college football playoff and beyond. For the College Football Professor, I am Jacob Bunn. Enjoy your weekend.